Well, hi again, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of Schwartz on Sports here on New York Sports Day. I'm Peter Schwartz. Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the podcast. The New York Red Bulls are winners of the Supporters Shield for best regular season record in Major League Soccer for the third time in 6 years, and they cruise into the playoffs with an all-time MLS best 71-point regular season as they get set for a march towards what they hope will be their first ever MLS Cup championship. And on the line with us to talk about it is Red Bulls midfielder Sean Davis. Sean, it's Peter Schwartz. How are you?
Hey, Peter. First of all, thanks for having me. I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. And obviously, congratulations to you and the entire Red Bulls organization. Quite a feat considering the road this team, you know, went through this year with some new faces, a coaching change, and you had to rally down the stretch to pass Atlanta, and you were able to do it this past weekend.
Yeah, it's been a really impressive year up to this point, and there was a lot of adversity. I mean, you can even talk about the Champions League run we went on and how that made things a little bit more difficult in league play, and then you could talk about the coaching transition as well, and we've just had so many different guys step up in so many different positions that I'm just really proud to be a part of this group, and I'm really proud of the group for what we were able to achieve so far.
You know, we'll talk about the playoffs coming up in a second, but I want to start with the coaching change, because it's not very often when a team, especially you had a good record when Jesse left and then Chris Armas took over. That doesn't happen very often when a team is being successful. This was a very unique situation. Can you kind of put into perspective what it was like to go through that in the middle of what was already a good season, and how Chris Armas was able to keep everything on the rails, you know, towards where you guys want to be?
Yeah, I think you just have to look at the other New York team to see, you know, how difficult a coaching change can be throughout the, you know, halfway throughout the year. And it's never easy, and we knew it wasn't going to be easy.
Yeah, you just like taking a shot at NYCFC, and that's
no,
okay.
No.
That's okay.
No, it just happens to be New York City FC, but, you know, they got a great result last night. But, yeah, back to what you were saying, I think it's never easy to have a coaching change. And, you know, I think you have to give credit to Jesse for what he's been able to build here. And then, you know, Chris deserves credit as well for being able to take over and, you know, spinning the team in his own way and building in his own way and finding a way to continue to improve on things. And I think that he's done a great job of managing the players, managing the group. And it's not easy going from an assistant coaching position where, you know, he was the good guy every single day in training and so positive to, you know, transitioning to a head coaching job where sometimes you have to lay down the law. And so, you know, Chris deserves so much credit for how he's grown throughout the year and for his ability to become a real leader for our team. And, you know, I'm just so happy for him.
I thought it was really cool that after the game Sunday, after the win over Orlando to clinch the Supporters Shield, that he mentioned Jesse in, you know, his address to the fans, that he was very much a part of what you guys were able to accomplish. Yeah, I thought that was very appropriate of him to do that.
Yeah, like I said, that's, you know, something that reflects the culture of the club at this point. And we know how much Jesse has done for this club, and he's been so supportive since he left. And it wasn't easy, you know, finding out that he was going to leave, just because we know, you know, how much influence he had on the group and, you know, how we were all used to showing up every day and working and fighting for Jesse. But, you know, Jesse's been great even since he's left, and we know that he's been watching every single game despite the time change. And even after the game, we were able to FaceTime with him. So it's been a really cool moment for the club, and it's just a lot of people, you know, deserve a lot of credit for what's going on, and Jesse's certainly one of them.
We're talking to Red Bulls midfielder Sean Davis, the Red Bulls winners of the Supporters Shield, number one seed, number one overall in the Major League Soccer playoffs, and they're going to get it going with the Eastern Conference semifinals, leg one on the road this weekend against either Columbus or D.C., and as we tape this interview on Thursday, that Columbus-D.C. game is tonight. We'll get to that in a second. I'm just curious, from your standpoint, you know, you finished with 71 points and had such a great season. Was there a point during the campaign where you, as a team, felt that something special was brewing here?
Yeah, I think there's been a couple of different moments where, you know, we found out just how good this group could be. You know, you could talk about the Champions League run we went on. That was really special. To pick up a few results in Mexico was pretty unbelievable for us. And that's not just Mexico, but also against, you know, Olympia, I believe. Mm-hmm. And that was an important experience for us and a really promising run that showed flashes of how that this group could be. And then we went on a stretch in, I believe it was April and May. You know, I know we started with a game at Colorado, and that stretch proved to be really demanding for us. You know, I think it was at Colorado. We were at Atlanta, at LA, and it was a tough stretch of games, but we came out of there with a lot of confidence and a lot of good results. And so then again, we're thinking, wow, you know, that was a really good run from us. Let's see how far we could take this. And, you know, we're always pushing for every single competition. And unfortunately, we got knocked out of the U.S. Open Cup. But I think, you know, it was good for us in the sense of chasing the supporter shield, because we had a lot of demanding stretches where, you know, we were playing midweek games and we were making up for games that we missed because of Champions League. And so our schedule wasn't so easy. And even though we went out of Open Cup, there was an opportunity for us to really push within the league. And I think that after we went through some of those tough stretches where we had multiple games, you know, multiple weeks in a row, and we were doing well with our depth and different guys stepping up, I think that's when we understood that this was a really special group. But I would say that the most important game was probably the, you know, the one that sticks out for me was the one against Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And there was so much on the line, and we were missing Tyler and Brad, arguably our two best players. And you know, for our group to respond like that and really close the gap, it felt like we were within, you know, striking distance for the Shield. And then you look back now, and it's just pretty unbelievable that we had to win five straight to win the Shield. And we just took it one game at a time, and that went a long way for us. And that stretch wasn't easy, you know. Even the San Jose game on the road, we saw how difficult that was for a mm-hmm. team like Atlanta. And I think we just had a lot of professional performances down the stretch. The Philly game away wasn't easy as well. It's never easy to play at Philly, especially a team that was rounding into form. For us to win that game 1-0 and give ourselves a chance on the last day, you know, was great. And so just the whole run was so exciting for the group, and I'm just really happy that we have something to show for such a historic season.
Yeah, you had to win the game, but you also needed Atlanta to lose or draw. And I'm just wondering, you know, obviously you guys are focused on winning the game against Orlando, but was there any, does at any point you allow yourself to look up at the video boards to see the out-of-town
yeah,
score and see what Atlanta's doing?
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, I didn't know that they were going to show the score of the Atlanta game on the scoreboard. And all of a sudden I'm playing the game and I hear the crowd cheering so loud, so passionately. And, you know, that's when I just took a second to look around and I realized that they were showing the score of the Atlanta Toronto game. And to be honest with you, I couldn't keep my eyes off of it at certain moments. And, you know, thankfully the scores were in our favor, and
yep.
So it was a little easier to look up at the screen to see what was going on. And you know, eventually Toronto closed out the game, and you know, the crowd was cheering and chanting for Toronto. So I think that was a pretty surreal moment. And like I said, luckily the results were in our favor. I don't know if it would have been so great if mm-hmm. You know, we saw Atlanta winning, but
yeah.
It just kind of added another layer to the night. It was just, you know, something I'll always remember. I'm sure all the fans and players will remember as well.
But also, to
cut you off, but just to add on to that, some players didn't even know that the score was on the scoreboard. Like, I was talking to Aaron Long after the game, and he had no idea why the fans were chanting Toronto. And he was assuming because you know, we were about to break their points record or something. But, yeah, it was pretty funny to hear the different reactions to having the score on the big screen.
Yeah, it was a great atmosphere for sure. You know, when I look at your team, when I look at the Red Bulls, you see a perfect blend of veteran players and youth. You know, you have Bradley Wright Phillips and Luis Robles and Danny Royer. And then, you know, on the other end of the spectrum, there's players like yourself and Tyler Adams. And you mentioned Aaron Long, homegrown players. And this is the, you know, this is the foundation that, you know, Jesse Marsh built in his years as the head coach. And it's got to be a really cool feeling to see, you know, the young players and the veteran players be able to mesh together and form, you know, this team that just went on an absolute wonderful role this year.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I think a lot of teams always talk about how great their locker room is, and you know, I think that that's more than true for our group, and it's just amazing to show up every day with, you know, honestly, some of your best friends and your best teammates and guys that you really want to fight for. And you know, when we were at that trip at, up at West Point, we talked about how you know, we were going to do this for each other and for this special group that we had. And I think that that goes a long way with us. And we know how great it is to have this group together and how it's been a long time coming to get that kind of perfect blend that you're talking about. And I don't even think that guys look at it anymore as, you know, BWP being the veteran or Tyler being a younger leader. We're just, you know, all we see each other, you know, all on an even, you know, level. And I think that that's really important. We all have a lot of respect for each other, and we all look to each other in different moments. So that respect goes a long way. That trust goes a long way. And I think that that's been really important for the group this year. And especially in tough moments, especially when we're on the road trying to protect the lead, to be able to look around and know that you have guys fighting for you, you know, and that you don't want to let the guy next to you down, that goes a long way in team sports. So we're really lucky to have that and to also have a great staff.
We have a couple of minutes left with Red Bulls midfielder Sean Davis. And as I mentioned before, as we tape this interview on Thursday afternoon, you still don't know your opponent for the Eastern right. Conference semifinals, which will start this weekend. So tonight is the knockout round game, Columbus and D.C. And I know you'll never answer the question, who would you rather face? So I'm not even going to bother. I'm not even going to bother asking that question. But what I will ask you is, give me a little thumbnail sketch on each team. You know, what to expect if you play Columbus, what to expect when you play D.C.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess starting with Columbus, we know that they have a very defined style of play. Similar to us in that they have an identity and they are very good with possession of the ball. You know, they have a very clear idea of how they want to move the ball. And, you know, that poses a threat to a team like ours that loves to press, loves to try to, you know, win the ball in their half. And so that creates a really exciting game. And then on the other hand, you have a team like DC who's really rounding into form. They've had a great second half of the season. To be fair, they've also had a lot of games at home. But you can see how much fun they're having when they're playing right now, and they have a lot of confidence. So it's actually going to be a really exciting matchup to see tonight. And we're, you know, it's nice to know that, you know, we'll be playing the winner of that and that we can sit and watch that. But also, I think at this point in the season, you know, coming off a big weekend last weekend, we're just ready to get back on the field. And I know you didn't want to ask who you'd rather play. Yeah, you're an experienced interviewer here. But, yeah, I think we're just excited to get back on the field and to know who we're going to play and to get locked in the playoff mindset. So that's kind of where we're at now. And I know that tomorrow we'll head into training and the coaches will have a clear game plan of, you know, how we're going to attack either of the teams. But, you know, what is nice is that they're playing on a Thursday and we play them on a Sunday. And so they'll have one less day of rest that we'll try our best to take advantage of. But like I said, it's the playoffs and every player is going to be up for it.
Right. That's the risk you run of being one of the knockout round teams is you don't get the rest. But you will start the Eastern Conference semifinals on the road somewhere this coming Sunday. Right. And then leg two of the Eastern Conference semifinals will be at Red Bull Arena on Sunday, November 11th. It's such a special place to play. You guys have a great home field advantage. What kind of atmosphere do you expect a week from this Sunday when you guys come back after winning the Supporters' Shield and come back in front of your home crowd for the first home playoff game?
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, we'll have to be on the road at first, like you said, but to come back to Red Bull Arena is always going to be special, especially in the playoffs. And you know, reflecting a little bit on the year, you know, to get 14 wins at home is so special, and I'm so happy that we could, you know, bring that to our fans. And, you know, they've done so much for us. They support us through thick and thin, and, you know, that's why, you know, we're eager to get back there, but we want to pick up a good result on the road. We know how important that is in playoffs and how tuned in we have to be. But Red Bull Arena has been a fortress this year, and we're going to, we know that we have that, you know, in 2 weeks' time.
Now, unfortunately, because of my schedule, I'm not able to go to the game at Red Bull Arena on November 11th, but I do have Thursday, November 29th for the Eastern Conference Finals circled on my calendar, and I do have Saturday, December 8th circled on my calendar for MLS Cup, so I want you to promise that you will ensure that I'll get to two home playoff games this year.
Yeah, no, I think we need you back at the arena, so I'm going to talk to the guys. I'm going to make them aware of your situation and your scheduling, and we'll get you back there.
Sean, I can't thank you enough for joining us for a few minutes, and, you know, congratulations on a wonderful season. You know, the Supporter Shield, I guess, was the appetizer, and you guys are ready to make a run at the main course. So best of luck to the Red Bulls in the MLS Cup playoffs, and I hope it all culminates on December 8th with a championship.
Yeah, thanks, Pete, for having me, and I really appreciate your support and coverage all year long.
Red Bulls midfielder Sean Davis joining us here on Schwartz on Sports on New York Sports Day. We thank him for joining us. I'm Peter Schwartz, and we'll catch you again next time.